Ai, tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo maina ki te te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Ko Gilly Clark tēnei, e kōrero atu na ki a koutou. Anō tāku kai kōrero mō tēnei rā, ko te horipo karaiti ana. Ngari i tēnei wahanga kia tātou e kōrero ana, kei roto i te reo Pākehā, ka mutu e hoa mā, anō tēnei tangata e mahi ana kei Wainganui i a tātou, me whakarongo mai koutou ki ngā kōrero e pāpā mai ana, tana ingoa ko horipa karaiti ana. Tēnā koe, e hoa?
Tēnā koe.
Ai, kia ora mai anō, kia koe, me taune mahi hena hoki kōrerongia mai e, iaha pū taune mahi i Wainganui i tēnei ao i a tātou e noho noho ne Aotearoa. Can you tell me what sort of job are you doing, first and foremost?
Well, for, the Federation of Māori Authorities is a peak industry body for Māori collectors across the country, so they have an innovation agenda, and one of the themes or key lead projects in our innovation agenda is our whenua ora, tangata ora project, which is around regenerative agriculture.
Mm. So how long have you been in this job, Horipo?
I chair a really talented group of primarily Māori that work in the innovation space for FOMA. So we've been going about a year and a half, 18 months.
Mm. Oh, you've been in that role, have you, of drafting out how to do this job or ideas and everything? Is that how you've been working with this particular job?
Yeah, so it's the kaupapa is how do we accelerate Māori into the tech economy. New Zealand's the last developed economy in the world that is still primary industry based.
Mm.
So I believe that there's opportunity for Māori to accelerate into the tech world, and one of the key ways that we can do that is through leveraging off our land base, but more particularly leveraging off their young population, given that over 50% of Māori are 24 years of age and under.
Mm. So
great
how
opportunities for our people and our land.
All right. So how do landowners get involved?
They just get in touch with us at FOMA, and what we can do is then coordinate a conversation from there. Ideally, the process is that they'd come down and have a look, because rather than looking at lots of data and spreadsheets, et cetera, let's come down onto farms that have already transitioned into regen, walk across the whenua, talk to the people, observe the whenua, the animals, and if that's something that they feel aligned with, then let's have a chat around their specific situation.
Right.
And that would then mean working out what the feasibility and transition would look like for their particular whenua.
Mm.
And also what the outlook in terms of a plan would also look like.
Right. What does the regenerated agriculture mean?
It's simple for me. If we go back to whenua ora, tangata ora, and as kaitiaki, one of our roles is where we can to allow Māori to thrive or to enhance Māori. So when we look at the Māori of soil, what we're doing is really putting back within Papatuanuku the minerals and bioorganisms that allow the whenua to thrive and to regenerate.
Mm.
So rather than the current model where you're constantly putting nitrogen fertiliser on the whenua, for example, to grow typically a monocultural grass like ryegrass, this approach is giving back to Papatuanuku in terms of what she requires to thrive in a soil environment.
Mm.
You have biodiversity on the top of the soil, so instead of one grass type, you'll have several grass species. And then you find that animals and humans thrive as a result of that. So it's really just mimicking nature is the way that I describe it.
Mm.
And if we mimic and support nature, it will support humans.
All right. Now, Te Horopi, I was going to ask you, is there many Māoris that are in this particular work that you're doing? Have you got a lot on your list of landowners that are on it?
There's philosophically we're aligned, but in terms of participation in actual region, very few. However, our key partners that were selected are all Māori, so Soil Regeneration. Greg Barclay is from Naito, and his role is to actually transition and coach farmers across the region model. Mike Taitoko, who's the CEO of Tōhai and Calm the Farm, he's responsible for gathering all the data and measuring the impact. And also they have a social impact fund where they can also provide investment for parties that want to transition across to Region A.
You know, one last question I want to ask you is, have you ever been on a marae to explain this for a lot of these Māori landowners that do own land? Have you ever attempted doing that?
We're just getting underway in terms of our awareness program. So we've had a number of field days at the moment down in the Manawatu, and we spent some time with Te Wharetoa last week in front of a group of their landowners too. So we'll be getting out and about across primarily Taupō, across into Rotorua, across into Wairaba Plenty, and of course we'll liaise with our whānau rep to come up north and have a kōrero to some of the landowners within the whānau network up north too.
All right. Okay. Well, in closing, have you got anything else to add on to our kōrero this morning?
In Māori, we always know that if we mimic nature, nature looks after us. We also know that there's a phenomenal opportunity for Māori to lead this place and space in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And we also know that global consumers are looking for a different way that food is produced from the current industrial model of intensive farming.
Mm.
Māori can lead this.
Oh, very good, Te Horipo, because, you know, perhaps I can say this, that this is the first time I've ever seen such a story like this that's of great interest, and I suppose there's only just a minimal of Māoris that, as landowners, that know about it, but, and like you say, you've only been in the field 18 months, so I suppose going around the Rōpūs and the Rohe of Aotearoa, it'll be well known in the next probably 6 months. And then you'll get a field of people that'll be of interest in it. But very good. I'll hope in mind that when you come up north, that there'll be some eligible farmers that'll join it. And make sure that they can improve on their farms. Ai, kia ora mai anō kia koe, mo tēnei wahanga, mo te kōrero mai kia mātou. Thank you for talking to us about this, and it's an interesting subject, and it's new to everyone, and I'm sure in the latter years it'll come up in good spirit for a lot of Māori owners.
Thank you.
Kia ora mai anō kia koe.
Ai.
Tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo mai ana ki tēnei tangata kia te horipo karaiti ana ki tāna nei mahi e rote te whenua ora tangata. Ora, ka mutu i te tauhau ana koutou ki tēnei tahi anō ka mahi ngia tahi te kaumā waru marama. It's been 18 months in the making, and of course they're just trying to get this into landowners to get involved. Nā kia koutou ke kona, pene hihi ana koutou kia uru mai ki roto i tēnei mahi, ngā pāmu ki roto i ngā Māori, ngā whenua Māori, ano, pene hihi ana koutou kia haere mai rātou, mā rātou he mahi kia pai e te titirotu ki runga i tō koutou, o a koutou pāmu, me te pai o ngā karāhe, wera āhuatanga, mā rātou anue e hoatu ki a koutou me pēha haka tika tika ai. Nā no reira, tēnā no tātou mo tēnei kaupapa. Ano, me tuku atu no wetahi o ngā waiata kei konei, i runga i te reo, irirangi o te hiku o te ika mo tēnei wāanga.